to advertise, email podcast@thisismaji.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Maji.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Ah, dude, I forgot to tell you last week. Chris Excel sent me a screenshot, man.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
The Chris Excel. What? You guys are on WhatsApp together?
Yeah, I've got his WhatsApp number.
Oh.
No, I just have his WhatsApp number.
Oh, okay. He doesn't answer your video calls, right?
I've never
tried. Let's video call him.
You want a video call
him? Yeah,
right,
let's video call him, man.
All right. Let me go to WhatsApp there. Chris Excel. There you go.
How is that? Yeah, ringing. It says ringing.
Wow.
What? We're going to see the ceiling. He's going to answer, we'll see the ceiling.
Screen record.
He's not going to answer.
Pendula, wait!
He's not going to answer.
He's there in Stekspruit. You know it's from Stekspruit. It's where my family's from. Well, my mom's side of the family.
Which side is that? Where's that?
Stekspruit, Eastern Cape.
Oh, Eastern Cape. Also, he's from Eastern Cape.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Are you serious? How do you know this?
I will. He's shared it that he's from Stekspruit. He's got a Runex and all Runex. He always talks about it. Yeah.
Is it?
He even chickened out when he was meant to meet me in Stekspruit when I had a gig in Stekspruit. Two gigs, in fact.
So he's shared very personal information about his life. So why don't someone just leak his photo?
They have leaked his photo.
Oh, have they?
Yeah, they have.
Oh, some shit. Let's see the photo. Let's see.
Oh, even his name, man.
I remember that light-skinned guy.
Even his name,
I never thought it was real.
Yeah.
But anyway, someone sent him a DM, right?
Okay.
They said, thanks. We're not sure what your stance on Makgaiva Mukwebo is.
Your full name.
But since it's business, we'd like to offer you 100K to find any dirt or drag Mzansi Magic for featuring Makgaiva in last night's episode, the Shaka episode. Please note that I'm still waiting for my Oscar, by the way. Please note that we'll pay 20k up front once we receive the agreement. If you're interested, please advise so that we can give you Namhla's email address where you email us your terms and banking details. She will send you our terms and further clarity. Thank you. And then we responded, Hambani niyonyela le, try next door.
Cheers, sir.
But I wish you said yes, man. So we can see what's behind
this. Yeah, like Chris, you should have said yes so that, you know, you double cross them.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah.
They'll probably obviously make him sign. If it's legit, man, they'll probably make him sign some stuff anyway. But
oh, is that Chris Excel?
Chris is our dude. Yeah, allegedly.
Yeah, he does have light skin energy. Yeah.
What's his name?
Christopher Azola Tabane.
Christopher Azola Tabane. Wow, okay. Yeah, I've seen that guy's face. They're always like...
Oh, wow.
Even, I think, was it Dineo? Not Dineo. Was it Lerato Kanyako or someone? But they've always, like, posted his stuff. And, yeah, like, names.
But how crazy is it people are paying other people?
So where does he get so much intel, though? Sorry, Mac. Eh? Where does he get so much intel if he's all based in there in Eastern Cape?
He's from there. We don't know whether he's based
there.
He's from there.
Okay,
yeah, maybe
okay.
DM.
People, yeah, a lot of people DM him stuff. Okay.
But I'm saying, how crazy is it that people are paying other people to spit shit about my name?
Yeah, smear shit on you. Yeah, bro.
It's insane, dog.
Desperate times. They call for desperate measures, bro. But we're good. There's nothing they can get on you, man.
No, there's nothing. Me, I'm clean.
Mac's clean. He just stays in his house.
And clean like a whistle. I never say that.
He cleaned up everything.
Mac, never say that.
He went back and found everyone and paid them off and said, shut up.
So make something from even something that's petty. So you can never say that. They'll find something just a little small and then make the worst out of it.
So you can try, Baganya.
So if we ever see something on you, it's probably a smear campaign. It has begun. When we start seeing things on you that come out.
Yeah, it's probably fake news. Because if there was something, it would have come out already, bro. They've been wanting me for years.
Yeah. But only you know your deepest secrets. Your deepest, true. Coldest,
I don't have any secrets,
harshest.
Dog. I've spoken about
everyone
everything.
Everyone has
for
secrets.
For real, dog.
Zero.
You've got secrets.
I'm saying everyone has secrets. Oh,
what's your secret? What's your secret?
I don't
it's
know.
It's a secret. Of course you'll say she has it not. It's a secret.
It's a secret. But
it's
I'm
a secret.
It may be petty. Maybe just I'm just like, everyone has something.
Everybody has done stuff.
Yeah. You may not be sharing, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ah, for me, I share everything. It's content.
Yeah, I share stuff.
But anyway, Henda,
drop this one.
Sophie Lucas here, Tibbles here. Sima paid us a visit today.
Oh,
she's
Sima,
here.
What's
going on? Congratulations, you got a new TikTok account, ne? Yeah, how many followers you got now?
100K. 100K! Fucking hell.
Walk me sideways.
That was your backup, right? No. Oh, you started it now?
Wow.
Whoa, look at that.
What is beautiful. It? If I TikTok, I'd follow you, man. What is it? What's the name? Hey, hey.
Ha, ha. Saying la. Hey, Russia. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Russia. Yeah, yeah. Yo. Yo.
You know the song. Sing la. I'm glad she's laughing too. Man. That's what this network is about,
yeah.
Man. You know? Yeah.
From Russia with love. what's the handle? You're on TikTok. You must follow it, dog.
Yeah. Yo. Let me type it. Hold on.
Okay, so it's H-E with a smiley face.
H-E?
H-E.
H-E.
And then it says Sima sometimes.
Sima, what? Jesus, it's so long, bro.
That's why I said
hey.
Oh, hey, Sima.
Hey, Sima.
Oh, you know my smiley face of a Nokia. Remember, like, before, it's not an emoji. It's like the colon, bracket. Colon, close bracket.
Buggies.
Whoa, yeah.
Oh. Ghost Lady is here. Tumi is here. Dudu is here. Shots is here. Tato is here. Noah is here. Fat Check is here. Simpiwe is here.
Man on the spectrum.
Yeah. Where do you guys want to start, man? Should we start with the unemployment story, man?
Oh,
it's really sad.
Gosh.
Fuck, I feel like we speak about unemployment every week on the pod, bro.
Because it's the biggest
issue.
It's the biggest challenge facing the youth, bro.
Here we go. South Africa is facing a wave of job losses that is deepening the country's unemployment crisis. Employment and Labour Minister Noma Khosazana Meth has warned. Bro, that's wild, man. The future of employment in Mzansi rests on meth.
Hold on. Noma Khosazana, who? You are the reason people are unemployed. Noma Khosazana, who?
Meth.
Meth. Nah, man, Khosa surnames will have you, bro. How is her surname M-E-T-H? Meth.
I got no idea, bro.
What in the nyehupe, bro? Like... No, man. No, but how? I get more August, July, maybe there's always like about April. You know, there's April. Khosa surname, like from March to all year round, you'll get a Khosa surname.
No, from
January
to January.
January. Yes, December. Yes.
Okay.
That's November, December.
Meth highlighted closures and retrenchments in key sectors, including manufacturing and automotive. ArcelorMittal, South Africa's impending shutdown is expected to cost 3,500 direct jobs and effectively roughly 100,000 downstream positions. Ford Motor Company SA plans to cut 474 jobs across its Silverton and Strondale plants. While Goodyear's recent closure led to 900 layoffs. These are just not numbers, but people with families and children to support, Meth said, stressing the human impact of job cuts. Efforts to preserve jobs, such as the 416.8 million rands allocation from the Unemployment Insurance Fund under TERS, failed when companies could not guarantee no retrenchments or failed to apply for any assistance. The minister cited broader economic pressures, including global trade tensions, rising electricity costs, imports, and efficiencies in state-owned enterprises as driving job losses. Despite this, Meth reaffirmed the government's commitment to programs like TERS, whose budget has grown from 400 million to 2.4 billion this year to support struggling businesses, with unemployment at 32.9% and youth unemployment, Penduka, at 62.4%.
Yes!
Meth called for urgent collaboration between government, business, and labor to tackle structural issues fueling job losses. And we also saw people marching in Pretoria from one company to the next. Yeah, man. What's your thoughts on that, Penduka?
It's sad, bro. But there's this weird thing that our leaders do. They always warn us. Like, you're the Minister of Labor, and then you're warning us of the high unemployment, you know, when some of your comrades are the reason for the high unemployment.
Yeah.
I mean, the thievery, the stealing that happens, Eskom, electricity, it's so hard to produce stuff, especially companies that produce, like, and that use heavy electricity, like ArcelorMittal. Mm. And then on the other hand, it's also the imports, because ArcelorMittal, for example, closed, number one, because it's expensive to make stuff in South Africa. Number two, because of the Chinese imports, on metal imports, you know? Same with everything else, with the motoring industry, you know? All these international manufacturers locally that are leaving because, number one, okay, also VWs are fucking expensive. People will just buy a Jetour. But we got to decide. Like, and all our, I think, policies need to match our goals, because we're still importing the cheap metals from China. We're still importing the cheap clothes, the cheap cars, and that's going to have a ripple effect. So it's like the one hand is working against the other, you know, apart from the expensive electricity, but the imports as well. So either we want to protect our local jobs or not, or we want to keep them and then say, fuck you, to the Chinese, but can we say fuck you to the Chinese?
Yeah. And you know, there's no greater time to actually start a business than now.
Yeah,
like, there's
bro.
AI, there's the Dude. Internet, there's no regulations. You don't need the government, bro.
On the
All
internet,
you need is
yeah.
an idea, a solution to a problem, and boom, you've got
Push
a business.
It, yeah,
you understand?
True.
So this whole thing of us relying on the government to solve the unemployment rate, it's not going to happen. Mm-mm. It's just going to increase because they don't give a fuck
no,
about
No, but you
us.
See, no, the government needs to be held accountable, because sometimes, Mac, not all businesses maybe live online. And sometimes you need that electricity to work. You need those roads to be safe. You need the hood to be safe. Imagine if the hood was safe and you're providing 24-hour delivery of something. Chances are you have delivery bicycle if you're starting with, it's going to get robbed at some point. So at some point we need the government, because they provide those things, safety, yeah. infrastructure, cheap access to certain resources. So we need them to come to play, not to provide jobs, but to do the bare fucking minimum, bro.
Your Gen Z, what's your take,
minimum,
man?
The lights. Thank like, you. Streets are dark. It's fucking annoying. Bare minimum.
Oh, God, you're unemployed. No wonder you're so passionate. I forgot.
Nigga, after that, it's today I'm starting to be passionate. My passion has never waned.
No, I'm kidding, man. Fact checker.
To come to what Saul said about government, please do remember that I'm not sure exactly what the stats are, but 80% of our sector, business sectors in South Africa, are privatized. You get me? Mm. There's private hospitals, there's private stores, there's private everything. So even if government was to open up the platform for young people to start working, it won't cover the unemployment rate in South Africa. It will make a difference, but not a big difference. It will make like a small difference. What government needs to do is regulate laws for private businesses. That way they are able to actually hire our young people. Because at the moment, private companies are doing their own thing, you get me? And we're crying. Example, restaurants, our hospitality sector, there's a lot of illegal foreigners that are working in our hospitality sector. And this is from private companies, when they could actually regulate how illegal foreigners or foreigners get jobs in South Africa. That way it opens up the hospitality system to younger people who are unemployed. Mm. So I don't even think government can control it as much. Yes, they do have a play in it, but I don't think they have such a big play in it.
I stand with Fed Chega.
No, they have a play in it, definitely. If not parastatals, for example, those used to employ millions of people, and they've been crippled because the guys are stealing electricity. I mean, they're stealing money. They're giving, you know, resources to their friends, etc. So, I mean, Transnet, you name them. All those prestators, a lot of them, you know, were employing young people. So directly, they also have a huge responsibility and for this whole thing that is happening.
I got some comments from chillers. QD underscore critters says, I think it's time for the youth to get out of their houses and show this government what we are capable of. They are too comfortable now and they've forgotten the power we hold. At PDog6917 says, the issue is that big companies hire people of managerial positions earning a big fat salary with company benefits while the people doing the actual work earn peanuts. On top of that, they will still get cut off to sustain the salaries of managers. Liquid Nation says, while large companies play an important role in the economy, the government has consistently overlooked the true driver of employment, SMMEs. These businesses often employ between 5 to 15 people, are crucial in bridging the unemployment gap. And lastly, the minister and the administrations she has served under are to blame, so we're expecting to hear a plan to resolve this, not a diagnostic of the status quo. The people see and feel what is happening on the ground and what solutions is her and her administration coming up with in light of the various factors she has outlined as the causes for decline. Ghost Lady, your thoughts?
Okay. Yes, unemployment is a big issue. But I've recently come across something where it said, obviously there's a whole talks of unemployment, but we also were not appreciating of the lot of employment as well, because there's a lot of people who are also employed. As much as we fail to appreciate that a lot of people, yes, are employed and are working and are helping their families, that to a point that we get so stuck on maybe even the stats may not even be correct. No, seriously.
I fucked up and then Ghost is like, hold my beer.
You're making this stuff up. She's just making it up. She's making this stuff up and she's going along. And
I'm
she's
not.
Like, ooh, now she's...
I'm
now
not.
She's locked herself in the stadium and she's looking around like... How am I doing? Like,
no, no. No, no.
Okay. We're all ears.
Yeah, no. I'm not. I'm just sharing that we fail to also appreciate the people who are employed, that there's a lot of people who are also employed.
Nah, there isn't.
Then why would the unemployment rate would be high?
60% of the youth is majority of the youth.
Yes. So...
So you can't say the...
let's look at the 40%.
The 38% are a lot. They're not. Because there's more people in their homes than in workplaces. We're not including those who are working from home, because those we don't see.
No, of course we don't see
in the streets. They are in the computers earning their money.
Yes. You know? Yes.
So there's most people. It's a crisis. What you're trying to say is not a crisis. If you've got minority of your people not in Russia, unemployment rate is 2%.
That's not a crisis.
I found out this. Do your research, Sima. I was doing your research and I found this out. Which I was like, oh, that's why they want us to come there to do whatever they want us to do.
America 4%.
You see, that's not a crisis. 60% youth.
Yes.
Remember, the youth is the one sector of our population that is meant to be active. You are in your 30s, 20s.
Let's say your kids were the youth.
Energy.
Mm.
That means only one is working. The other two are not.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
So we can't focus on the one that is working.
Yeah, and say, at least there's a whole human that's working. We're not appreciating the one human that is actually leaving here, ironing in the morning and presenting themselves neat and ready for production in the workplace. So, guys, it's a crisis. We can't gloss over it. We can't... You know, look on the bright side. And I get what you're trying to say and where you're coming from. But guys, it's a crisis.
Anyway.
And it's a crisis that leaves all of us. It's a crisis that just makes our country not safe, makes our country a target, because now there's things and elements of of human trafficking, elements of drug trading, elements of prostitution that are targeting our country because of this whole thing, of this crisis, of the fact that our freshest people in the country, 60% of them are not contributing economically at all to the country.
Yeah, and moving right along, man. If you're a baseball fan and you're unemployed, paga machela, because baseball. At Hollywood Bets, they're giving you the chance to step up the plate and win your share of 30,000 rands. That's a 30,000 rand prize pool, and getting your chance to win is incredibly simple. All you have to do is place a bet of 30 rand or more on any baseball fixture with the pennant race in full swing. There's no shortage of high stakes action to get in on. To get started, we've got a link in the description below. Click on that, sign up, and when you do, make sure you use our promo code CHILLERS. It's as simple as that. As always, you must be 18 years and older to participate, and I need to remind you, please bet responsibly and always play within your limits. Don't get left on the bench for this one. Make your pick and get in the game. Good luck to everybody. What you got for us, Ghost Lady?
You said baseball, Mac.
Yeah,
baseball. Yeah, if you're baseball and unemployed.
Yeah.
No, this is for baseball fans.
Yeah,
remember last week we did horse riding?
I know horse riding's got a huge following. I didn't know baseball had a thing in South Africa.
In South Africa, yeah.
Yeah, because horses have always... They even still show up in the papers, I think. Mm. Yeah, well, PC sends them. Yeah.
You'll be surprised what people love out there.
True. What you got for us, Ghost Lady?
All right. Remember Unkanyezi on adulting?
That's my crush, man.
Unkanyezi is
we make a good couple.
Which one is Unkanyezi?
Yeah, we take a picture together. Yo, actually, my most liked Instagram picture is with Unkanyezi. Bumped into one another pantry. I gotta show you. Oh, it's probably gone now.
There she is.
There's
a picture.
Who's
Unkanyezi?
Oh, yeah. Her, bro. The beautiful.
Yeah, she can get it, man. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that woman. That woman is beautiful, is, bro.
No, she's beautiful.
She's what?
Yeah. No.
She's what?
It ends there.
She can get it, though.
She's overshares. I heard something like that.
Ow, but it's the
truth. Don't offer yourself. I'm not.
Okay.
So.
Nah, she's beautiful.
Oh, I'm out the market.
Okay.
My nigga. I'm looking for the picture with her. What about her?
So there was a story, right, that came out. So,
Oh, yeah, you do make me.
We must share a picture.
Beauty and the Beast.
I mean, look at it.
Beauty and the Beast.
Tabang, you'll post it, you'll put it in these popping up things, yeah. No, we're just a beautiful couple. No one is a beast. Someone is beautiful.
Okay.
Are you searching Saul's wife?
Oh, you're not going to find my wife. You're not going to find my wife. Forget it, poison.
How?
Forget it.
Yes, what happened, Ghost Lady?
Okay. So a woman by the name of Ufezeka Mchunu put a post, right? Basically accepting defeat and claiming that her marriage is ending with a guy by the name of Usabelo Matshosi, and claiming that, and it's not a secret of what has caused their marriage to end. It's being obviously infiltrated by another member, and that being Londeka Esishi. That's Unkanyezi.
Okay.
So she put up a post and just, that.
Okay, but did she name her?
Yeah, she named her.
Londeka.
Yes.
Whoa. Oh, she named her.
On the post, she said, the person who's also who contributed to the failure of our marriage is Londeka. And then it's almost like she's saying that, you know, let them go to be together with the husband and move on. She has, finally just stepped out. And
by the way, Chris Excel just responded.
Atini.
He said, my goat, I'm at work. Let me call you back when I'm on lunch.
He'll never call you back. He'll never call. He'll never call. It's Saturday, dog. Chris, it's Saturday. What time is it? It's almost 2 o'clock.
Employed,
come on,
guys.
Chris.
Let's begin.
Come on, Chris.
He's employed. He's a nigga who's employed.
Doesn't he make enough money from his Twitter?
We congratulate. Well, he's not accepting
maybe
your
100K. Maybe not, dog. Remember, dude, maybe not. Look at Musa Kahule, remember?
Oh, yeah.
He declined the whole 100K that he could have got from you.
Nah, that was loyalty. Yeah. If it's true, if it's real, that's loyalty.
No, but obviously that's because he also
depends. What do you say if it's true, if it's real?
I mean, come on, man. Chris, bro. I don't know, man. Like, I trust his loyalty, but a lot of people claim things for, I don't know, clout or whatever. Nah. Social media.
He's beyond clout.
He's
beyond clouts. Nah. Chris.
Yeah, he gets clout. Like, he lives in it.
He lives.
He
can create anything and everything.
Yeah,
if
that's
he really
true.
Wants it
that's
to.
True, though.
No, I believe it.
Yeah, but dude, I'm just very. I take everything on social media with a pinch of salt.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yes, as you're saying.
All right. So from this post, now a lot of people started posting saying that. Yeah, now Ulondeka, see, she this girl who known as Unkanyezi from Adulting. She's popular for that, taking people's
marriages. No way.
Yes. So that was the claims. Like it was a lot of people just attesting to this, and also another one that she's also been with Uthemkosi as well.
Makes sense. It looked too real on Adulting. I'm like, I know acting, but this one, it's another level.
Okay, but but my thing is, Uthemkosi just got married, like, the other year, right?
Yeah, got married.
Here's my thing, man. That's bullshit, bro. Okay, cool. So, do we then vilify a woman who, let's say men, who are married, approach her as single men? Do we vilify
the
her
woman
for that?
No.
That could, not the, the woman.
No, the man is wrong.
Because that's what she's doing. Dude, your man is married.
Yes.
And your man, I bet you, see, she did not go out there, Ashela men who are married.
No, of course not.
It's these niggas who are Ashela, right? So why is she being vilified for that?
So my thing also,
does she know that they married? There's niggas who are married and who have got another family that's secret. You know that, right?
I know
a lot of niggas.
I know that,
who are married and have a secret family out there.
Yep.
And who do you blame? The woman who doesn't know that her actual dude is married?
Married? No, you can't blame the woman.
Yeah.
Now, my thing, because she responded to this allegation on the, and she was like, I saw some where she responded and said, but it's not like they were married. Questioning, like, did they even have a marriage certificate? So, which was like, how would you respond and even question if the marriage does exist instead of maybe just saying, no, I was never even part of this, you know? So I also find it very questionable.
Wait, who posted that? Are they even married?
Londega.
Where's the screenshot?
I'll send it to you.
Oh, she did?
Like, yeah.
Damn, I'm surprised she got involved in this.
Yeah, she got involved
mud fight.
Like that. Yes.
That
was for me like, yo,
for all like, along it was okay, let's like see the screenshot. Let's see the screenshot.
Okay.
Jesus, she came down and got involved in the mud. Oh, no.
Guys, adulting is tough, guys. It's tough.
That's why guys resort to adultery.
Yo!
Yo!
It was on my pepandaba. I saw this.
My pepandaba.
Hey, my pepandaba. Oh, Londera Sishi.
I'm gonna send.
So she's single. Like, she's not seeing anyone.
She's amazing.
She's
bro.
Single.
Okay.
Amazing. Amazing woman.
Okay, I'm sending this to Shorts quickly.
Yeah, I only know her as Kanye.
Yeah, and I've met her. And I met her once, and then I met her and her siblings. They seem very well-raised kids.
Mm.
Like her, I think she's the oldest, I'm not sure, but it was like a sister and a brother, younger. But very well-mannered, good kids, man. Mm. Very well-raised.
So obviously you have to zoom in.
This is what
what's this?
Yeah.
So what's this?
This is the post, her responding.
Her responding. What does it say? I can't see clearly.
Is that a DM? Looks like a DM.
Yeah,
is that a DM involving Londega?
Yeah.
What does it say? I can't see clearly.
I'm gonna read it. It says, this thing is a lie. Please ask her to show you a marriage certificate or anything proving marriage also. I hope she gets the healing she needs. That's how she responded.
Okay, so this girl, now it sounds like a girl who's being dumped by a guy and the guy is now going for somebody else and they so happen to be in the public eye and she's putting it out there.
Yes.
It's like if Mnala leaves you for a celebrity woman and then but you guys are married. But let's say you weren't. Even if you were.
Yeah.
Right?
Whether
and
we
then,
are or not.
And then you're like, she's taking my man. Ew, man, no one can be taken. Niggas leave. Niggas don't get taken. Like they're a peso begela. and you named it piss. And then another girl sees it and takes it, and then you're like, ah, I'm so telling you piss. No, dude, your piss grew legs and wanted a different owner. You know, who's going to feed it with something. So, no, but that's the thing. We got to stop acting like men are things that get taken. Hi, Bo. Sima. There's the mic. Kuluma, Sima. Oh, but you're for us. Okay, but nah, bruh. The target should be the man to say, yo, my niggas out here hitting on celebrity women. This nigga's be going out there with the celebrity girl.
What's this?
Blah, 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 blah. By the way, girl, she's got a man, and I'm the man. But don't vilify her unless what's she's the one who shall I your man.
What's this?
Okay, plus hold on. Because it's when Saul was saying a man can be stolen, whatever, it sounds like someone left you, moved on. So from her response, the woman who was married to the guy, you can see that she was saying that it's this response. She's saying, man, I already moved on from this thing.
Can you read
I'm
it?
I'm okay
then?
With it.
Can you read it first?
Okay, give context, man. Hold on, I'm so lost.
I'm trying to give context. So
Based
on what you said, right? You said it sounds like it's a woman, probably just bitter or mad.
Bitter, because of niggas.
But she also explained here that other women said things about Sishi, the lady. Londega, yes.
But where's the proof of
Wait, so I'm I'm trying to give you, because now it looks like she's mad or whatever. So she's saying other women came and told Maphephandaba about her, Unkanyezi Sishi lady.
That they are
that
victims.
She's been with other their partners, whatever, you know.
Whoa.
And now she was explaining this woman, the wife. She was saying, no, she was just saying, look, I know, yes, she did do this, but I'm only responding now because now it's here in the public. And Mina, I have moved on from this thing. Yes, they are now together. I'm okay.
Oh,
with
she's
it.
Accepted that her man yes, wait for another
yeah,
woman.
Yeah, yes. So
oh, okay.
That's the conversation here.
Can you read it first?
Okay, so Maphephandaba said she stole your husband, and then she responded, she knows exactly what she did. What does Londega want from me? Because uyitholile angithi indoda, she needs to stop blaming me for things I'm not involved in. I have no interest in her life. I made that statement, and it ended there. What happened after that is out of my control. Admin. I have better things to do with my life, and this circus isn't part of it.
Well, you erected the circus tent, didn't she? Because if her man was taken or her man moved on with Londega and she didn't bring to the public, she wouldn't be getting inquiries on her inbox.
But
didn't she make this thing public when it was private?
She made one statement, right? Probably out of emotion,
it
whatever.
Responses.
Yeah, and then other people also came out, but she moved on from... She made one statement and moved on. And then other people came to Maphephandaba to say, uyenzile nami, I know it has happened with my partner. And then she was like, Mara, Mina, I just said what I said in my Instagram.
What's the veracity of those claims by all these other people? Come on, man. Guys, we know how paid things work. We've seen even this thing, Abosima, there was an element of like... I currently now things are just being paid campaigns. Here, you put a screenshot of Chris XL. They wanted to pay him to find something on you. Like, where are those inboxes? Where are those inboxes? And even when we see them, who are those people that are faceless? Like, a lot of faceless people on the internet get away with a lot of things. And I don't want to lie. I don't know Ulentuza, Ulondega that well. But I don't see her to be... running after married people. She has a career. She acts on multiple series. Like, I don't see her running after, like, she's the one running after married men. I don't. Maybe married men run after her. That I can believe.
That's
that I can really. Look at how pretty, like, beautiful she is.
Yeah.
And she's not like a typical Instagram slay queen that has only her beauty going for her. She's got a whole career. So we also have to apply a bit of thinking, man, when... somebody says, yeah, and I have a lot of inboxes of people saying, who, which people? Who are these inboxes? Are these real people? Are there pictures of them and their families? Can we go into the man's life and see, oh, he's actually dating this other girl?
I'd love to see an Alon Dega's inboxes, because then it will expose a lot of men who are in her inboxes, obviously wanting to try their luck.
Married niggas stay in them inboxes.
So I think there would be more.
They stay in the streets.
On a lighter note, travel week is here, Panduka!
Ah, dude, I need a holiday.
Yes,
bro.
Man. Make sure you spoil yourself, guys. Nah. Get out there, see our beautiful country. You know, South Africa is beautiful, bro.
Bro, there's a place I want to go back to, man. I can't, like, oh. So I love just going to the bush and not doing
same.
Much. Yeah. You know, I don't get people, I don't get them, but maybe. Different strokes for different folks. Yeah. People like going on holiday and then they've got a million things to do. I'm
No,
you're on holiday, man.
Do less.
Chill. Chill. Do what you love. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm. Two years ago, I think, I went to a place, 57 Waterberg.
Yeah.
Was it Waterberg? It's in Lephalale by the Vogevonden Game Reserve. Beautiful place.
Is that where you have the drone?
Yes! Hey, show my drone footage. So, it's a paradise, bro. So, there's different kinds of rooms. So, my room, I forgot what they call it, but it's literally like a 5-star glass room. You can close it off as well, but you can open it up and you're literally in the middle of the bush, right? The elephants come and they swim in your private swimming pool. Not swim, drink with their trunks.
Oh, yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Meanwhile, I don't get on my trunk. I have other drone footage of the pool that I shan't talk about.
But that
place is beautiful, bro. Paradise. And this game reserve, game drives, like 2 times a day. It's early morning. I always suggest go for the early morning game drives. They're the best.
Weren't you hanging, dog?
Eh?
Weren't you hanging in the morning?
Not every day, dog. But at some point, I kept on missing them because I'd wake up. But then we made it a point because they've got the big five in the Vogevonden Game Reserve. Ah, beautiful, bro. Bro, majestic, beautiful animals. They've got spa treatment. Amazing. I forgot the guys, man. I remember when I left there, I knew everybody's name. They make the best cocktails. Man, what's his name?
Beautiful,
I haven't saved
man.
His number. He keeps on sending me his cocktails.
Well, it's the great South African sale this travel week, and for only 1 week only this week, all right?
Kenneth.
Yes, this week, ne?
Yes.
Yes. From the 8th to the 14th of September, you can get massive discounts up to 50% off on all travel across South Africa.
Mm.
Just check the link below and get those tickets. And the beauty is that you can buy now and travel later. Like
you got to do is pay for the package, your travel package during this week. And you can travel in December. You can travel in October. You can travel whenever. You can even travel next year. Just pay now and book your trip anytime. There's massive discounts, man. But you got to check it out. That place is super beautiful. I got pictures. I'll show you. It's amazing.
What else you got for us, Ghost Lady?
So there's another story with Tyler. So she's been spotted in studio with Maphorisa.
Oh, shut up.
Which sounds good, you know, there should be a collaboration coming up soon. And also with Babalwa M, right?
Now on the same collaboration.
Yes. So now there's been a lot of talks regarding why now? Why is Tyler now only collaborating with your South African musicians?
Do you guys? Because the Americans left her high and dry, dog.
Oh, okay, so do you guys also share the
There's
same
no water
sentiments?
Anymore. There's nothing. Chief.
There's no water.
But in her defense, her earlier work, she was making music with South Africans. And did you guys pay attention?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
I was the first person to talk about Tyler.
Yeah.
Well, sure. Pop up that clip, bro. I don't remember.
I remember I mentioned it when she was opening up for Chris Brown.
But the people, were they receptive? Were the audience receptive?
I don't know, but you asked me.
She was opening up for Chris Brown.
But were the crowd responsive or they were like, yo, we want Chris Brown. Enough of the Tyler. We want Chris Brown. We want the plumber. To pipe us down. We don't want the Tyler and the ceramics. So that's my thing. My talk is, did we appreciate her when she was still doing songs with Abou Kuldrink? You remember Kuldrink, the producer? What's the song? No. Getting Late, with Kuldrink, you know? He's a local-based producer. I don't know if he's South African. He maybe is, maybe not. I don't know.
No, he is. I saw him at Nux Studio.
Once. Yeah, that's where we met him. Remember, Kudrink. Yeah, true. So, like, there it is. You know? Did we pay attention, though? Did we make her a superstar that she deserved
but
to be?
Of the did
we
make her a Mahou? No, but wait.
We didn't make her a Mahou. We only realized the Mahou in her when she was up there in America.
Yeah, yes.
So... But, what are we saying? What are we doing?
But when she was... She did start here, though. And she did open for Chris Brown here. It's not like she just...
No, it wasn't here. It was on his world tour.
Oh, yeah.
You see, I remember because I
was she opening for superstars here?
I gave her a flower.
Nah, guys. Nah. But also, this is Tyler's home. Why are we questioning somebody working with artists from home? This is her home.
But obviously,
I don't get it.
Because they say that anyone, in her peak, when she was peaking that side, she was not collaborating with South African musicians. So your Waters, your what, there was no South...
Bro, she shot the video back home. What more can she do?
Okay.
She shot the video here in SA.
Which one?
All the video, most of the videos.
Yeah, well, I know with Ghana. I know with Ghana, the music video with Ghana. Yeah.
So are you unhappy?
The girl from Joburg.
You see, it's that cancel culture that you spoke about. Of us wanting to drag the other one of us down because of the heights they've accomplished. Like, what are we doing, man? So Tyler can't come home. So, this is like... When things don't quite work out, or even if they do work out, and then they're like, Yabo? Why is it like us? Yabo? That's exactly what we're doing. Let's stop this bullshit, man. Oh, well, Tyler's welcome in South Africa, bro. She's a girl from Edenville, and she's told the entire world every time I'm South African, has spoken with a colored accent ever since, hasn't tried being American. She's influenced Americans to try being South Africa or explore South Africa. And then the very same South Africa is like, Yabo, apartment got my police, man. Come on, bro.
I agree.
Man. You, hey, guys, tell us, it's one of us.
You can advise South Africa, yes.
Oh, but it's Tabon. I mean, we just spoke about. We just. Come on. We just spoke about this thing, and now here we are doing it.
Sol, I know you're going to love this one, man. A controversial post on X alleges that Bill Gates received permission from the Democratic Republic of Congo to conduct hormonal and pregnancy-blocking experiments on local citizens for up to 8 years in exchange for $5 million loan. Several other countries in Africa, including Namibia, Burkina Faso, Mali, allegedly refused agreements. Gates has frequently raised concerns about population growth and targeting Africa in particular. This appears to be unverified and possibly false rumor. No credible media or government confirmation exists.
I believe you just said it. You believe it? No, you just said it. I mean, it's unverified, it's rumors.
But you can't believe it, though.
Okay, you can, because African leaders love selling out their country.
Yes. Sure.
I mean, remember in Swaziland, they just took in the most murderous and the foulest and the most stinking criminals of the earth.
Another country was also done this.
Yeah, and in exchange for money.
And it's so, Bill Gates. It's not his first rodeo. He's done this plenty of times.
Yeah, Bill Gates is trying to drop the world population, but in particular, trying it out on Africans first. He feels like it was too many of us. It's just believable, but, bro, because of our leaders, and they don't have, a lot of them don't even, you know, have a backbone. But it's unverified, man, you know. But it is believable. And what's up with Bill Gates, bro, his obsession with Africa?
Dude, it's weird, eh?
It's weird, man. It's weird. And I don't know what kind of wealth you got to get, man, to start now experimenting on people.
And why can't he do it in America?
Yeah, bro, because Americans are a lot, you know. But maybe
because African leaders, they love money. And they are self, obviously, because it's not like this money.
We're an easy target. Remember what I said earlier.
We're an easy target.
We're desperate.
That money, it's not like it's going to go in and help the economy there in that country. No, it's for themselves. It's, you're just making a deal. It's all about you. And that's why you'll sell your country for anything. Because when you like break down what exactly this is for, this is so foul. Like, now it's going to be tested on humans.
Okay, okay, it's unverified. Now. It's rumors that are unverified and most probably false. But Bill Gates has been moving in that direction. And that's why I'm like, why has been moving in that direction?
Mm. Also, I don't know if you guys saw the story, but SA University slammed over plans to blacklist students for unpaid fees.
Ooh, I saw that.
Yeah, so there's a growing uproar as universities are apparently planning or to continue reportedly blacklisting students with unpaid fees, effectively blocking them from employment opportunities. The Economic Freedom Fighters, EFF, have been praised for advocating on behalf of $17 billion worth of student debt. They argue that if the government can bail out Eskom with $245 billion,
imagine,
then student debt relief shouldn't be also, should also be feasible.
Fact checker. Ah, there we go. The bell tolls. Don't ask who the bell tolls.
I just wanted to correct. It's not the universities, but the National Credit Act. Mm. So they are re-amending the laws, and they wanted to add the right or the power for universities to be able to add students into the credit bureau.
Sorry, man. I didn't go to school, so I don't know the difference.
Well, okay.
Now was correcting fact checker. He does right now. He does not want to grab the mic. But in case you're wondering, that's what's happening. Now is currently correcting fact checker, but it's too shy.
Now is saying that it is influenced by DTI, but the law is being amended by the National Credit Act.
So what is it? They want to blacklist students who are not paying back the loans.
Yes. Mm. So if you have a student loan or you owe the university,
this is NSFAS, right?
Yes, NSFAS and other students, like private students and stuff. Yeah. If you have an outstanding amount in your student debt, instead of it being scraped, they can take you to the creditors.
Who's got a student loan?
Yeah, actually, that's a question I'd love to ask someone. Like, how much do you have to pay back? How is it?
Yeah, Tato had a student loan.
Yeah.
You paid it back with pussy.
Wait, man. Wait. You got.
What do you mean, man? What do you mean, man? Every round counts, Tato.
Oh, man. You want to leave the mic? You want to make a case for the rules, right? Grab the mic, dog. Oh, tell us just your story, dog. Tell your story, bro. Tell your story, man.
Mac, I was agreeing with like everyone about one of my student loan.
So
bro, can I ask a question, bro? In as fast, ne?
Yeah, in as fast.
How do you qualify for NSFAS? Baba Kumfundi, you see, and your mom is a teacher, not? What does your mom do?
I respond.
Okay, so how do you qualify for NSFAS, dog? Because dad is a preacher, owns a church.
It's not enough. So I applied.
Oh, one game. So what were the conditions? So how much were you meant to be paying back once you got work, or paying back immediately after qualifying? What were the terms? I'm trying to find out how practical are the terms of repayment.
Is it 100% or?
And how much was expected of you to pay?
NSFAS, right? As a student, you're supposed to be paying it back when you have employment.
Yes.
Right? But also, we just spoke about youth unemployment. And most of those people are from university. So I think the matter here is, I see you paying back as a student. The problem is that the government is trying to criminalize poverty, basically. Because now, you're saying that these people have to blacklist it, but they don't have employment. Which money are they going to use to pay back NSFAS?
So is the government not saying we're blacklisting those who are working? Because remember, you got to start paying once you start working. But, so once if you're not unemployed,
yes,
don't they leave you alone to say, oh, okay, let's give them grace?
No, they don't do that. Every student is getting a call from, even they even take you to the lawyers. Every time,
understand?
Every ex-student gets a call that, yo, you are owing this much money. How can we, pay that?
Yo.
So it doesn't matter that you're working or not. That now they're saying that you were a student, you were given a loan, you have to pay it back.
But the agreement was I'm going to pay it back when I start working. So why are you calling me and I'm telling you I'm not working?
But also the problem is there was a thing that this has to be scrapped out. Hence, in 2017, the president said that there's going to be free education.
That was Zuma. Remember, in his last days, Zuma made that declaration.
Yes, as a head of state, you're promising people that. So people already know that this is what we fought for. So basically, we can't pay for NSFAS anymore. Understand? So now, if now the government comes back and says that you're still owing 100,000 rands to pay back, that's another issue as well. And also, we're in this situation where youth don't have employment.
And it's not their fault. It's partly the government's fault.
So have you guys been able to pay back your NSFAS loans? Wow. How much are you guys still owing?
But why haven't you guys been making the repayments? Hold on. You guys are earning something.
I mean, also the problem, listen, I don't think it's about paying back, man. Also, this is a problem. Look, if you're not even paying the university, already the stuff that you're not getting, you can't get your transcript from the university. You can't get your qualification from the university because you're owing the university.
Yes. Oh.
So now it means that already hinders you to seek for employment because you don't have anything to show that I have a qualification. So now the government is adding another thing, another problem to that as well. So I don't know. That's actually a problem.
So you guys,
come to think about it, none of you guys sent your qualifications, eh?
Ofuna my qualification, man. I thought it was my call.
So how much are you guys meant to be paid?
But my phone is a cocktail. Yeah, as a founder. Yeah, business management. Something, job concrete. A commissar, you get to be boss.
So how much are you meant to be paying a month?
I'm curious, how much is the NSFAS? You have to pay the money that you are owing. So you can make an arrangement.
So you can say, I can afford 500.
Yeah, this is what I can afford to pay.
So why are, even though those who are employed, I know there's black tax supporting of families. Why even those who are not employed?
They are people who are
paying.
But now, we're in a state that there's huge unemployment rate of those people who have degrees and they don't have money to do that.
So how come you guys haven't paid your loan back?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to ask.
I'm still paying, but you haven't covered it.
You never haven't covered
it. Oh, so yeah. Oh, he's looking at smirk. These niggas are not paying, bro.
Now I'm paying because I was contacted by the lawyers.
I think it's the right thing for those who said, yes, I'm taking up a loan. We all agree that those education should be free.
Are you saying that we have to pay? We can't get away with...
But no, education. You just said
yes.
You make arrangements.
Okay.
Once you work and say, I'll pay 700. Yes, I may be earning 40, 45K, but guess what? I've got all these things. I've got a household to maintain, I've got kids to pay for, I've got my cousin that I'm putting through school. So I can't afford 3,000, 4,000, I'll pay 700. I think that's a fair thing to do. If you are employed, if you are not working, what loan can you pay?
Of course, that's fair. But now, are we saying that because now if the students are going to be blacklisted, it means that if you're going to go to a field of finance or... I know that finance, when you seek a job there in finance, they actually check your background.
So if
you're already blacklisted, it means that you can't get a job.
It fucks you up.
Yeah.
So what happens there? Because you can't get a job because you're blacklisted.
That's unfair.
So how do you work around that?
No.
Yeah, that is messed up. So what are you saying? Are you saying that the guys who are working should be allowed not to pay without consequences?
No, it needs to be scrapped.
Okay.
But yeah, true though.
Yes.
They did raise a point that why are we bailing out SAA, which we all know those are stolen monies.
Mm.
The companies are failing because monies are being stolen. Because South Africans do want to fly all over. We've got families in Cape Town that I want to see in 2 hours, not in 24 hours of driving, right? Yet they get bailed out. Eskom gets bailed out. All these people get bailed out, and these are comrades that are stealing the money. Yet these are just kids who wanted a better life for themselves. And sometimes times get tough.
In
a way, even the 700 is difficult to afford. Yeah, ITC is a bit too harsh because why don't we bail them out?
Can I ask a question? For instance, in NSFAS, is it not powered by a tax that people are paying?
Yeah.
So the same tax it's that also funds the government, your hospitals. It's not like people, just because you had a surgery, now you have to pay back. And it will be covered by the government hospital, whatever, if you medication. It's not like you owe. So the same way students get taxed, because that's money coming from people who are working. So it's not like it's money that was borrowed. You understand? That now has to be paid back. So why can't they, like, apply the same ways how
that would be get free education.
Yeah, free education.
Pretty much. Yeah.
In as far as it's just it's a privilege for those who are poor.
Yeah, because in a third world country or developing country to, you know, burden kids who are getting a degree and they're the first one in their family getting this degree and the first job they get, chances are they're underpaid.
Exactly.
And then need to support the entire family and bring everybody up and empower others through paying tuition and school fees for others and then still expect them. We need to then have a relook at the whole model.
Do you know that loaning. I never got my qualification for when I finished AAA, because obviously I didn't
advertising.
Yeah, my parents had not paid the full fees, so I didn't get the certificate itself. Yes, I graduated, but I just got a clear piece of paper just to, you know, say.
A clear piece of paper?
Yeah, it was clear. Just a mock-up. Yeah, yeah.
Well, so you get a clear piece of paper?
It's just a mock-up. Yeah, a statement. So you'd be going up on stage to collect. You see how people, you are there to get a picture.
It's not a diploma. It's not a degree.
Yeah,
diploma.
It's a statement.
Oh, it's just rolled up.
Yeah, and rolled up to look like it's your certificate.
So it's symbolic.
It's symbolic. Yes, you've graduated.
You've
finished. You've passed. But
But you're a scholar.
Yeah, but you're a scholar. Oh, so God. I never even went back to go. I know, I think I was owing
so
about.
So you owe AAA?
Mm-hmm. I'm like 20K. And okay, I see something moving apart.
We'll protect your name. They don't know who you are. Fuck AAA. I'm a P3 anyway. What do they know? They won't even get it. I'm a P3.
Anything that caught your attention this week, Penduka?
Oh, man, shame, bro. Did you watch Generations growing up?
Bits. I only watched when Wright was there. Wright Ngubeni.
Yo, Wright Ngubeni.
He was a friend of mine.
So
yeah.
Like
came much later.
Yeah, he was a friend of mine.
Akino Motoso's thingy. Speaking of Akino Motoso, shut up, bro.
That nigga bought a Hummer when we were 18, 19, dog.
For real?
That nigga was like, what the
fuck? I'm sure now he's driving a Rolls Royce Cullinan or something then. You a Hummer 18. No, that's fair. No, is that not fair?
Hey, life happens, man.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you mean by that?
I'm generation.
What do you mean by that?
He works on Watch Your Life.
No, but he's doing well, man. He's doing well.
Yeah, yeah. Right. He's still like doing well. He's
the man. He does
man.
A lot
still,
of shows.
He's own man. He's still good. He's not.
He does shows for Netflix.
Kept the cards.
He's not showing us Capital Cards.
Yeah, he's not showing us Capital Cards. He's doing well, man. And also, some people buy these expensive cars young and then maybe grow up to realize, oh, man, I've been wasting money on just these expensive cars.
Bro, when we used to go to the ranch show and Wright would pitch up, dog, forget. All the girls.
Yeah, Wright, yeah, the girls. The girls wanted him, he's a gold guy, bro. Ladies, bro. Man.
Hey.
Yeah. He's a handsome dude, bro. Like, he's a good-looking dude.
Would have to be like, hey, remember me? I'm on crazy.
He's got a hot sister. Oh, but he has a beautiful sister. But remember, he had a beautiful, very beautiful, also on camera. She got married. She used to be a presenter or actor, actress. Forgot her name.
How do we?
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah,
who's this?
Look at that.
Is that his sister?
Yeah.
He's got a sister.
Yeah.
No, it's not her. No.
No, it is. It's her.
That's her. Come, guys, it's her in the black and white. Come on, man.
Wow.
That is her.
I don't know.
Mangubad.
How do we end up speaking about Wright?
Soul.
Oh, Generation. Wow.
Generation.
Yeah, so remember Ntsiki Lukele.
Hey. Oh, yes.
Hey, Lukele.
Yes.
Yes. I was like,
How? Okay.
We will protect your name to death to us apart.
Oh, I just said that. Oh, shit.
That's all. So, what happened?
Yeah, shame, man. Pamela Nomvete, iconic South African actress.
Pamela!
Nomvete, yeah, Pamela.
Yes.
So she was born. Oh, man, I had a crush on her growing up. I remember in my adult life, inboxing her, that I had a crush on her. Man, what was I doing?
Got the opies, when?
Yeah. No, but look at her, like, when she was Ntsiki Lukele, bro. I don't know, man. For me, that's beauty.
So Ntsiki's a name, Pamela was the character.
No, Pamela's a real name.
So
Pamela Nomvete.
So Ntsiki, where does that come from?
Ntsiki Lukele was the
generation.
The wicked lady on Generation that people hated.
Yeah, I know it's Pamela Nomvete. Yeah.
So she was born in Ethiopia, I think, right? born in exile, parents traveled a lot. And
she had an accent, I remember.
Yeah, yeah, British one. So yeah, she holds a British citizenship.
Oh, okay.
And now, which then, the you know, the ANC obviously promoted that everyone, in order to try to get as many votes as possible, and fairly so, opened up citizenship to South Africans who were born in exile to gain South African citizenship in order to participate in the voting of 1994. Mm. So she got the citizenship and she was now holding dual citizenship and had two passports, South African one, etc., which she always kept on renewing, I'm assuming. I doubt she's been using the same passport since 94 because they expire every 10 years. So now she can't come back home because she's struggling to get her citizenship or her South African passport. So the law states that she needs to. So I don't know how she's been renewing, though, her citizenship. I mean, her passport. But now she can't get a new passport. And she said it may be that she possibly won't be able to come back because they require extensive documentation, like
no
her
way.
Mother's, oh, her mother's birth certificate, dad's ID, mom's ID, and they've since passed on.
Wait,
but I'm like, it's Pamela Nomvete. I know that those are the requirements, but you can prove that she's South African because you just look at the records, look at who the dad is and if he was born here. What do? It's so weird what's going on. And she posted a long thing.
Wow.
You know, crying foul, man.
What did she say? Do you have it?
Do I have it?
Yeah, let's see what you say.
Oh man. Do I have it? Okay, hold on.
Yeah, because I've seen her in some UK series. So she was doing some stuff in the UK.
Oh, oh yeah, she's living there. She's a UK
citizen.
Citizen, yeah. Hold on, I'll find it.
She's amazing, by the way.
Oh, she's incredible. What a thespian, bro.
Mm.
She's so talented.
Does it have it there? What?
Okay, I got it. I found it. Yeah. You're going to read it?
Yeah, read it.
Who are these people? Hold on. This photo. Yes. So she posted. Tabang, I'm going to send it to you now. Hold on, guys. Let me just send it to Tabang quickly before I forget. No, I almost shared it to my story.
But at least she's in the UK. Imagine she was stuck in Kenya.
That's why Kenya.
Yeah, so she posted a picture. It's her and a white lady on stage in a theater. This photo is when I performed at the Market Theatre, possibly for the last time. I'm sitting here feeling despondent and in pain. 1994, I went to my ancestral land, South Africa, having been born in exile and acquired my South African citizenship so I could vote for a black majority government. The South African government welcomed us exiles, happy for us to hold dual citizenship. This year, my South African passport expired, and now I'm trying to renew it. I'm literally being told all over again, meaning this has happened before, to prove my South African citizenship and produce my late parents' documents, namely their birth certificates and ID documents.
Wow.
My parents are now on the ancestral plane, so I'm unable to get these papers from them.
Mm.
As a result, I cannot travel to my ancestral home because I'm unable to produce evidence of that. Surely, from 1994, the Home Office, Home Affairs, should have this on record.
Mm.
I went through hell and high water to produce this very evidence back then, meaning she did produce it. Mm. I can't even travel on just my British passport because I have dual citizenship and therefore I have both passports valid in order to travel. Meaning most countries say you're dual citizenship, so we need both your passports. Mm. You know, even if she's trying to go to Mogadishu in Ethiopia or Somalia, I mean, I can't help wondering if Spike Lee, who has no immediate links to South Africa, if he applied for a passport, would they give him this runaround? I doubt it. He would most likely be met by Cyril Ramaphosa on a red carpet. I'm heartbroken, but shall still fight to get my passport and be recognized as a dual citizen, South Africa, Brit-born, and Ethiopia. Surely the world should be our playground. Once an exile, always an exile.
Mm.
I'm sorry, but I had to vent.
Ooh, that's that last line is.
Yeah, man. Sorry. Mam Nomvete.
No, Mom bring Pamela. Back Pamela, man.
Yeah, bring back Pamela, man. Oh, she's an icon, and we know she's South African.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying, well, I am saying that the processes should be flouted. Because, I mean, we know she's South African.
Yeah, she's very deserving.
How many celebrities
we
have,
know she's South African.
How many celebrities have dual citizenship?
I'm not sure.
I know Major League has.
Oh, yeah, how? Were they born out of the country?
They were born in America, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and I know their parents are like diplomats.
The LES, I think the LES has.
Yeah. His dad worked for, I think, a computer company in America or something.
Mm.
Or his mom or someone is one of his parents. Mm.
But that must be nice. Dual citizenship. Yo.
Yeah. Can imagine, bro. You enjoy benefits, you know?
Yo.
So many benefits. Hey.
Anyway. What else you got for us, Ghost Lady? Are you done? We got a dual citizenship to the hood.
Yeah. you don't even go to the hood, man. You don't even use your dual citizenship, man.
Anything else, Ghost Lady?
I don't have anything else.
You, Penduka?
Nah, man. Nothing else. Oh, you saw Neymar got an inheritance.
Oh, I was about to go there.
800 million? Yeah. Tell us the story.
I was about to wrap it up with the story. Yeah. Brazilian football star Neymar has reportedly been named the sole heir to an anonymous billionaire's 846 million fortune.
Oh, that's
pounds, by the way, or euros. Yeah, pounds or euros. Despite never meeting the benefactor, the will was formalized on the 12th of June in the presence of two witnesses. Reportedly, the deceased investor felt a deep personal connection with Neymar, particularly due to the player's relationship with his father, which mirrored his own experience. So this guy didn't leave it to his kids, his wife, nothing. Neymar, a guy he's never met.
So I don't get it, because he admires Neymar's relationship with his dad, which is a great relationship. And I know, man, I don't like telling people what to do with their money, but some decisions are stupid, like that one. Because why doesn't he then donate the money? Hey, it'll obviously get charged, some of it, but still go, some of it will still go to good use. Towards kids, maybe don't have parents. Maybe don't enjoy the relationship that Neymar's dad, a son relationship reminds him of his. Because my thing is, Neymar's richer,
right? Neymar's
and Neymar blows his money on partying and expensive clothes and expensive cars. Like, it's not like it's going to go towards some good. It'll go towards his life.
Have you seen where he stays, bro?
No, but I know it's very, like, flamboyant. And he loves the flesh. Yeah, maybe call it a mona. I'm proud of it then. Oh, call it a mona. Yeah, I'm proud of this kind of mona. Yes, because, and look, I don't judge how he spends his money. That's Neymar's money that he's worth for. But how he spends it.
You are judging the billionaire's money.
Hold on. No. I don't judge how Neymar spends his money.
Mm-hmm.
If he spends it recklessly, it's his money. But now I'm judging the guy who's donating billions to the guy who spends his money recklessly. Is that not a fair judgment?
Ooh.
Hold on, man. If somebody burns their money, is that not a fair judgment to say that is a stupid way of spending your money?
Mm.
No? So he's donating his money, which is billions of rands, to a dude who spends his money partying and for his family and living lavishly. Is that not a fair judgment?
It is.
How?
I was saying, Enya, today, Ghost Lady.
Hey,
you said Enya, man. Like, I'm not. Like, yeah, no more. No, but rightfully so. I'm not calling him like a Messi. Why am I calling him Messi? Because he spends his money in a messy way, anyway. But yeah. So I think that's silly, man. Like, I know you love him, bro. Okay, maybe give like a million, whatever. And Messi, I mean, fuck. Neymar has got that money already. Like, it's just silly, man.
Google Neymar's house. Dude, this guy's got a farm. He's got everything in there. It's like he built his own prison in there, bro.
Never I know you love him, but
so as much as you guys are saying that he spends his money recklessly, he's also doing some. Yes, he's got so much money that it may seem like when he's blowing like
look at that,
100K recklessly. He's like, how could you? But he still has a lot left.
Okay, here's the thing.
That's so a paradise.
And so the billionaire looked at this and was like, yeah, I'm gonna add my billions to this.
That's dumb. That's silly. Come on, man. I think the money would have made a huge difference somewhere, somehow. Especially because it's money he was never going to spend, because you can't spend money when you're dead. So why not just give it to a cause that at least will do some good? Dudu, you disagree.
She agrees with me.
Yeah. No, I'm really curious to hear why you disagree. And not that you can't disagree.
I'm not saying... I get your points. I get it completely. You know, when you're saying he's giving money to a person that already has money...
And it's not money that he's...
But I'm he's only, dead. I'm only disagreeing because it's his money.
Yeah, call out people spending their money in a dumb manner.
Definitely. Okay, I agree with that. But I'm just saying it's his money. Mm. He can decide what he wants to do with his money. That's what I mean.
And when I started, I said, I don't normally judge how people spend the money. But I will this time. Especially because it's not even him spending the money. It's just money that's there and he's allocating it. He's diverting it somewhere. And if I'm dead... I wouldn't divert money to somebody who's already rich unless they're my kids.
I know, I get you, but it's his choice, right? Mm. What he wants to do with his money. Yeah. As well. I feel like also he sees what's happening in the world. He could have used it to save kids in Africa.
In Brazil, Brazil has got poverty.
Africa. No.
Hey, you must leave us alone. Brazil has lots of poverty.
I know, but I'm throwing it there because Africa is always a
favela.
Favelas. But I'm throwing it here because everyone is always trying to save Africa. You know, or trying to make it like they want to save Africa. So you could have used it to.
What's going on in this corner today? This corner, what is
it? And a bank director. Oh my God.
The woke corner.
Woke corner.
Sol. The woke corner. Tiki. Corner.
Yeah, but I'm saying you're right. But it's his choice.
You're not free.
Tunduka, we out of here.
Let's go, bro.
Before we leave, we're going to China. When we go to China?
Oh, China!
Shanghai. Let me get the details, man.
Leberg. Is it Leberg? Leberg. Only South African spot in the whole of China, bro. Shanghai. They've got provost there. They've got Chillers Punch. They've got all these
treats. How do Chillers watch the pod? Because YouTube is banned in China.
Oh, really?
They know. No, wait, man. YouTube is banned in China.
Yeah,
so which chillers? All the chillers. No, we'll upload it via VPN.
Yeah.
In China, Twitter is banned. YouTube is banned, but you access them through VPN. Even WhatsApp is banned. They use WeChat. So
our Chinese chillers watch us.
That's why it's we, yeah? And I still use WhatsApp through a VPN. Just get a VPN, dog.
So the ones that watch us in China now, they're using VPN.
Right now they're using, dude, South Africans in China live like South Africans on their phone through VPNs. So it's like anonymous browsing, which redirects your IP address to somewhere else in the world.
I heard there's some Chinese chillers who buy Chillers Punch VPN and then resell it that side.
Very clever.
Because of the demand, you see, and the lack of a supply.
That's so dope.
For high exorbitant prices, of course.
So we're out at Leberg Shanghai. Presents Podcast and Chill on the 2nd of October. Early bird is 250 RMB. How much is that?
250 RMB. Mm. Yo, RMB. Please, fact checker, please check us.
Oh, there's an after part. I'm DJing, bro.
After that, I've been...
There's an after part. I'm DJing.
Oh, yeah, I am too, I think.
Fuck, I gotta whip out those
It's
USBs,
612 friend. It's 612 friend.
Oh, that's not bad.
Wait, how many RMBs?
612.
Yeah, 200 RMBs equivalent to 600.
Oh, times three. Mm. Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. That's it, bro.
I gotta whip out
my old USBs, man. I don't know what songs are trending now, bro.
But
you were liking a song by Chico before the song started.
Oh, and Foka. How does it go?
They sampled Ishmaelo. They sampled Ishmaelo.
Yeah.
You know Ishmaelo? That song doesn't sound familiar. The guy who plays the harmonica. And it used to be like, that's Ishmaelo, Senegalese.
Ishmaelo,
it's called DBDB Rec. That song. Yeah, they sample that.
Okay, but that's one song. I can't play one song the whole album, man.
No.
I need more songs. Eh?
Yeah, no, good luck, bro.
Sima, you don't have a new song out. Sima.
So help me.
Sima, you don't have a new song. I'm playing after him. I can't help him. I got a rock also. Oh, he's playing after me. I got a rock hard. So I can't give him the song. I got a rock.
No, play together, guys. Mm. You know, you must do that. Yeah, need Chive, you know, it's who, you know, make it.
Okay, nice. I'll play old school.
Yeah. Hey, that doesn't work all the time.
It's just China.
Make loves that, eh? It's secret report. We'll play one more time, eh? One more time. Celebrate. You did that last year at the Royal Heritage Festival.
Oh, I had to,
at Royal Gardens.
We were playing at 5, dog.
Yeah.
So what song are you going to play? They played all the songs.
Played.
Yeah.
Everybody has played.
I was there.
One more.
Changes in my life.
Yeah. He's playing a 947 set. He's playing his 947 set. He was there. Like,
hey. World, hold on.
Yeah, he knows it.
Yeah, you reminded people we need to go home.
Don't worry, man. With the headliners there, not everyone would have played all the songs.
Yeah.
Can't wait for China, though, man.
Yeah, it's my first time, man. Can't wait.
Dope.
All right, we already have podcasts and chill. Boom.
Peace.
Bye.